Just one kiss will do. Diamonds are optional.
Wait a minute. If you can't wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is not right. Click. Stop that song right now. Diamonds are optional. Not as long as I am alive. Diamonds are not optional. But that is a great song. And we have in studio this afternoon, Robin Capsalis and Vintage number 18. They are doing just awesome. They are all in stage on the stage here with me in studio. We're going to be having a good time talking to them. They rolled in from up there in the D.C. area. And Robin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, that's that voice. You're a girl, aren't you?
1,000%.
I just thought I'd say that because you have a great story about being a child growing up and about not singing because of that.
Yes.
Great, sexy voice.
Yes. Yes. My family, they weren't digging my voice back when I was a kid and called myself trying to sing because, you know, I was being compared to all the high whistlers like Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. And, you know, where I grew up in Atlanta, that you just couldn't sing if you couldn't hit those bird notes. And so I was shamed. Oh. Exactly.
So, did you sing in a choir, though?
I did. I sang a little bit when I was younger in a choir. Yes. That was a lot of fun.
Where did they sit you?
Next to the men on the end of the ladies in the alto section.
So you never knew what a great advantage you had, though, right?
No, I didn't know.
That's pretty cool. Well, tell us a little bit about how you got into music and how this all came about, because it's really a rather interesting story.
Well, I've loved music since I was a child, and unfortunately, as I grew into adulthood, I didn't get a chance to really follow my dream. I was married, I have children, and
now you have grandchildren.
Now I have yes, I have three grandchildren, and I didn't get the opportunity to fully pursue music until I moved to the D.C. area, and I started going out to the jams and to open mics, which is where I met these fine gentlemen here of Vintage number 18, Bill Holter, Alex Caldell, and Mark Chandler. And that's how we came together, and we've been together now 6 years.
So, Robin, you must have started awfully young, though, because you sure don't look like a grandmother.
Thank you.
And when you see, are you going to be wearing the, what kind of outfit are you wearing tonight?
It's a glass beaded dress.
The glass beaded dress, and you got the go-go boots on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's standard attire,
that
right?
That's the brand, yes.
Yes, that's the brand. Well, everybody is in for a real treat tonight, and they're actually going to perform for us in just a few minutes, but I wanted to find out how the name Vintage Number 18 came together. And this morning, I was talking to, Spain this morning. And this guy knocks on the door and says, "Is this a radio station?" And I said, "Yes." And who was I talking to this morning?
That was me, Bill Holter.
And you told me you didn't believe in GPS.
Well, GPS got me here.
Okay, it got you here.
Yes,
but you like to kind of venture out and check things out.
Well, you know, I was on a breakfast mission, and after that, I said, you know, let's go check out the radio station.
That's right.
Figure out where that is.
Absolutely. But how did you end up with the name Vintage Number 18?
I demoed a pedal that was number 18, a guitar pedal, mm-hmm. and my name came out of that. So I became Number 18.
And you actually were written up in a magazine about the pedal.
It was just they said, "Who's coming to this amp show?" And it said, "Bill Holter, number 18. So the band took that and ran with it.
Okay, and who doesn't like traditional names in the group?
Mark,
okay, but you were okay with that name, right? It's a cool name.
It was really good. I was so nervous to bring it to the, you know, rehearsal. And I was like, okay, I went home brainstorming. What can we come up with? I was like, oh, hey, how about Vintage Number 18? And it was kind of quiet. And Mark was like, I like it.
That's all it took, right? Stamp of approval from Mark, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm running titles for albums by him now, and I keep getting the thumbs down and the stink eye, and I'm just like, really? Really? So... Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, they are going to be tonight. You are going to be at T.W. Boone's in a great facility. Have you been up there and checked it out? Yes, have you?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, what do you think? It's pretty nice.
Well, it's. I think with all that stuff going on out there, it's going to turn out to be pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is going to be pretty crazy up there. And then Saturday night, you get to close down on the main stage.
Woo!
That's a pretty big honor there, Robin.
Woo! Woo! Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, indeed.
You're feeling the vibe here today. I can feel it, right?
Oh,
yes, I am.
That's Mark's cue.
He really is.
He really is.
I know.
Now, we also have someone with us who is with the old guard, right?
Yes.
That's right.
That's right. It was really hard to pick him out of this group. I just want to say that.
I know. My hair's gotten out of control lately.
So. Yeah, it's that big afro, and putting on those hats and everything has to be a problem.
Yep. And hot.
And hot. And, of course, Colonel Burroughs from over there in 96 just retired, or not retired, just left his post at the Old Guard. And I know his mom and dad were up there for the ceremony, and they live over in 96. So that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Got to do a change of command a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I wanted to mention when I was talking here, I saw this on your Facebook page, Robin. It says, very excited to announce that our song, Poor Me, has been selected as a semifinalist in the blues category for Unsigned Only 2019. Approximately 6,000 entries worldwide were narrowed down to 900 semifinalists. How about that?
Woo-hoo! Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Now, who does the songwriting?
I do, and Mark and I, we collaborate, and we all collaborate on the music. I would actually shift that to the fellas. I come in with a melody, and they take it and build on it greatly.
That's cool. So it's a group effort.
It's
a group effort.
Yes.
That's very good. And pretty neat that y'all have been together for, what'd you tell me, 6 years?
Yes. This year marks 6 years.
6 years. That's pretty impressive.
Wow. I know.
Flies. Yeah. Flies by.
It does. A special group. We have a, I'd like to think that we have a really good relationship. The humor during rehearsals is off the wall, and I think if any just one musician walked in off the street and just tried to sit down with us, and it just be kind of I don't know if they'd get us because we're crazy. That's the only way I can say it.
Well, you know, you probably understand when, you know, it's kind of like having sign language or something, right? You know, you understand when somebody's giving cues. And as the band leader here, you got any special cues that you give them just out of curiosity?
They might.
Shut up, I'm singing.
We get fined a lot if we make a mistake.
Do you?
Oh, my goodness.
$25.
Well, you know, James Brown used to fine his band members.
Sometimes the signals are inscrutable.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, see, they may have some things that I don't know about. You know, I only know of the certain stink eye, the hairy eyeball that I I'm doing air quotes here, supposedly give.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You're used to being in charge, right? Right? You have to be this way, right? Yes, you have to keep things under control.
I'm just hanging with the fellas. I'm just hanging with the fellas, you know? And, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's great. That's great. Well, now, you still have a day job.
I do.
What do you do?
I'm a procurement administrator for a private government. Well, private firm.
Private firm. Yeah. And you were telling us a story about being, we're going to play here in just a minute. You were telling us a story about being stationed in Greece.
Yes.
And about your mom having broken something.
Yes.
And we had it right here.
Oh, my goodness. I came, you have this beautiful bowl of glass candy. And my mom, when she was working as a housekeeper, she broke the bowl and the candy. And when I married my ex-husband in Greece, she came over for the wedding, and we were walking, doing the touring thing, and we came on one of these shops, and they had them in the window. And that was the last time I saw those. And she told me what happened, and we went in and we bought a bag full of them. And she took them back home and gave them to the lady that she worked for. And the lady was totally blown away because, where are you going to find these? And my mom brought them from Greece, and it made me feel really good that she
was
able to do that. And when I saw them, it really shook me. I'm still shaking, and I'm definitely going to post that to Facebook. It's a beautiful picture of those candies.
Yeah. That brings back, you know, that's what life is all about, though, isn't it? Memories.
Yes.
You know, everything, and music does the same thing for memories.
Yes.
And that's what I think is so cool. And I love your name, Vintage Number 18, because we are called the Antique Vintager Emporium, and my husband is known as the Vintager.
Oh. That's a lot of V's.
That's right. That's a lot of V's. Right. Yeah. So I know you want to play. So what were you thinking about doing here, Robin?
Love Hangover.
Love Hangover?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what can you tell us about it before you play it now? You wrote the song?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a blues tune, basically talking about a one-night stand.
Oh, Lord. Right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. We do have those. Yes, we do. Okay, go ahead. Okay, are you playing the bongos here this afternoon? I mean, I was just wondering. Okay. Just teasing.
Are you
going to
use it? No. You're not going
to
do anything?
No. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and set it up whenever you're ready. We might want to turn that down a little bit.
I got a love hangover, no complaints, it feels good to me, all these aches and pain. I got a love hangover, my poor heart will never be the same. Sent shivers up my spine, another place, anytime. Listen, I got a love hangover, turn my world inside out. Oh, I got a love hangover, it's true love, no doubt. Sent shivers up my spine, another place, anytime. Sent shivers up my spine, another place, anytime. First they worked me over, kissed and looked me right. Now he long gone like a thief in the night. Ooh, I got a love hangover. I think it's a blues condition. Don't know my head from my toes. You better believe anything goes. Mr. Holter. From my toes, yeah, anything goes. Thank you. Come on. First day of me over, kissed and looked me right. Now he long gone like a thief in the night. Ooh, I got a love hangover. I think it's a blues condition.
It's a bad position.
Don't know my head from my toes. You better believe anything goes. Don't know my head from my toes. Anything goes. Love hangover. Oh, love, love, love.
Bravo, bravo. Best for the record, you've got to imagine her standing there right here in the studio with her beaded glass dress and her boots on, and she's rocking it here today.
Thank you.
So, what kind of guitar is this? That looks like an older one here, doesn't it?
Well. It was made in 2008.
Okay.
They were trying to make a guitar that nobody knew about from Gibson, and they only made about 90 of them.
Ah.
So, it's an oddball, but it's a very good-sounding one.
It does. It sounds great, yeah.
It's a Les Paul with a Flying V headstock and the Switchmaster switching system, which is three pickups.
Cool. That sounds great to me.
I knew it would.
Went right over my head.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, listen, you, of course, have got to get ready for this evening. Have you had a chance to go through Uptown and check out some barbecue and everything?
Very briefly.
Very briefly.
I swung by the stage just to get a visual, and I smelled a lot of good food out there. I also saw one truck that had a huge line, so I said, yep, that's where I'm going.
Well, and you had to do your day job today, right?
I did. I woke up this morning and logged in and answered some emails and did a little bit of work for about 3.5 hours or so, and the rest is PTO. So.
Yeah. You know, Robin, since you came to this later, what do you think about the experience? I mean, you know, so many kids, we got so many kids
I was four when I started on the stage and this type of thing. But what do you think about coming to the stage getting into music at a later age?
I think you appreciate it more. I think you appreciate the opportunities, everything, fill in the blank. You appreciate being on stage and doing what you love. You appreciate the compliments, even learning from any issues you may come across. But I just think the appreciation is very, very strong. And having a lot of musician friends, and now not only in the DC area, but outside of the area, from going to these networking events, there are a lot of shared feelings for this.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of shared feelings for older musicians starting later. And of course, you know, you see some of the younger musicians and you wonder, why are you complaining? You know, not everyone, but it does stick out. It does stick out with the younger ones. I dare say a sense of entitlement and just me. It's annoying.
Well, I think the other thing, it really is amazing for you as far as being somebody who wasn't supposed to sing, right? Because of that voice, you were embarrassed to sing.
Yes,
right?
yes.
And so therefore, I think that to be able to come up on the stage, and she has right across her forehead, it says Ham.
And that's right.
Everybody's taking pictures in here. I feel like it's pretty fun. But anyways, it's really is great. We just had a caller who wanted me to tell you, Reverend Williams, he says you sounded like Pearl Bailey.
Oh, wow.
And he says he wants to know where you are performing. So since you know, you want to tell him where you're performing?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I really appreciate that comparison.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey?
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Tonight we're performing at T.W. Boone's, and we hit the stage at 9, wrapping it up at midnight.
That's right. And tomorrow?
Tomorrow we close the main stage. We hit the stage at 8:30 until 10 p.m.
That's pretty awesome. You have been an absolute delight to have with us here today. And it's nice to...
Thank you.
I loved your low voice there. Yes, I mean, you didn't have very much to say, but when you said it, it was perfect.
What's every your name, by the way? Has meaning.
Mark.
What do you play, Mark?
I'm the bass player.
Oh, that explains it. This has been a lot of fun. I hope
you guys have enjoyed us.
And
we have.
They've been filming this, so I guess you're going to post this probably. And
yes.
You've got some other pictures, and we appreciate you being here. And while you're here, I guess I'll get a picture.
Oh.
There you go. And we won't play my song because, you know, I don't want to take away. Could you guys... No, I have a song about being in a dirty, dirty car cruising at the blues cruise.
Oh.
But we'll pass on it. It's okay. You know, people. Some people love it, and some people, you know, they kind of say, "And just talk. You're much better at talking." All right. Hey, let's hear a word. Let's hear some commercials and go into the news, Andy. And we'll be right back.